ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be a Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph. And we're going to start with the Gemara that begins on the bottom line of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana Ela B'mezumanimba. The Dayanim that are Ma'abr the Shana have to be mezumanim, have to be invited to be part of this bezdin that's ma'abr the shana. Now the Gemara does not explain why. So in the Rishayna we find two pirushim. In the Mefarish on the Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Dalet Halachates, he explains that because the halachas of Ibar HaShana are very complicated, it's important to invite them ahead of time so that they should appear and they should be ma'ayin before they come to bezdin, so that when it actually comes to the Dion, they won't make a mistake. So it's a practical inyan, which is based on the complexity of the halachas. However, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, he says that we have to know that the inyanim of Ibor are only done, al pi the Mesiris, that Bezdin has biyadam, which is passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. And these ikrim, the klalim that are involved in being ma'abra the Shana, Bezdin wasn't megala to everybody. Only specifically the ones that were mezumen, they were invited to be part of the Ibra Hashana. To them, Bezdin was megala, the seidus of this inyan. But regular, random dayanim were not allowed to be let into the secret of how to be ma'abra the Shana. And Zogt Rabbeinu Chananel over there, that's why Chazal called it the seid ha'ibor. We found in various places in Shas, that the inyan of Ibra HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana is called Soide Ibor, and that's based on the fact that Bezdin was not Megaliot, only specifically to the Mezumanim, and to everybody else it remained a Soide. And in fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amud Beis brings down a Braisa, and it says, Detanya B'Soide Ibor, and Rashi says over there that it's a Braisa Shnuya B'Ramazim, meaning that because this Braisa was teaching the halachas of Ibra HaChodesh V'Ibra HaShana, it was specifically said beremez so that not everybody would be able to understand. This is a very important hakdama to understand as we go into the Nyanim of Ibra HaShana, that even though it seems al pi pashtus that the cheshbonos went to be in the Abra the Shana are purely mathematical and simple to understand, but beemes is that there's a lot more behind the pashat of pshat. And Rabbeinu Chananel over there says that a lot of what we understand, that the reason why Bezdin is Ma'abr the Shana is because of this Tzairich or that Tzairich, that's only a cover-up for Be'emes, what the Seidus are behind it. Listen to a Dover Nifla that's in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Parakhes. And it says over there, Bezeh HaLoshen. Be'esra Mushmayna Be'elol, Nivru Chama Ulevana. In the 28th day of Elul, the 4th day of Briyas Olam, the Chama and the Levana were created. And it says over there, Uminyan shehushanim v'chadoshim v'yomim v'leilois shois v'kitzim utkufais u'machzoyres v'iburin hayu lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the different cheshbainis of shanim, chadoshim, yomim, leilois, shois, kitzim, tkufas, machzoyres, iburin, those were all in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'haya ma'abar es HaShana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidim u'v'atzmai was ma'abar HaShana. V'acher kach masrom la'adam harishon b'gan Eden. After the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over those Seidus to Adam Rishon Gan Eden, Shenemar, and the Pirkei de Eliezer is Mayrich with Psukim and Rayas. Afterwards it says, Adam Masar L'Chanoich, V'Nichnas B'Soid HaIbor. Adam gave over those Seidus to Chanoich, and he was Nichnas B'Soid HaIbor, V'Ibor Es HaShana. Shenemar, Vayter, the Pirkei de Eliezer is Mayrich with Rayas from Psukim, that those Seidus were given over to Chanoich. And afterwards, V'Chanoich Masar L'Noyach Soid HaIbor, V'Ibor Es HaShana. Shenemar, rise to that. And then, Noach Masar L'Shem, V'nichnas B'Soid HaIbor, V'Ibor Es HaShana. Etc., etc., from Shem to Avram, from Avram to Yitzchak, and from Yitzchak to Yaakov. Ish mi pi ish, the Soid HaIbor was given over from Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Chvoide U'Va'atzmai. Afterwards it says, V'nismanu HaIborin Mi'Yisrael B'Shibud Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael was in Shibud Mitzrayim, so the Soid HaIbor was taken away from Klal Yisrael. Until Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemar hachodesh hazeh lachem. Zok Pirkei de Eliezer mahu lemar emor lehem li Yisrael ad achshav etzli hayah Soid HaIbor mikan va'elech shalachemhu la'abir es hashana. So here again we see that the Soira Ibor isn't just some astronomical and mathematical cheshbonos, but the grace of Seidus involved, and these were miskabel ish mipi ish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydei v'atzmai, and later they were given from Moshe Misinai, like Rabbeinu Chananel says, until the Bezdin of Oysam HaYomim, that they were Ma'abar the Shana. There's a lot more to be found in Chazal about the Seidus and the Seidus of Soira Ibor. Ein kan mekayim la'harich. I'll just give you a few more mekayimis. Ayin Masechta Shabbos daf Ayin Hey, ki chachmaschem uvinaschem la'eni ha'amim. Ayin Masechta Ksubis daf Kufir Aleph, that there's an Isser to megala Soira Ibor to Goyim. Ayin Shom Masechta Ksubis daf Kufir Beis, that in Chutz La'aretz you can't have Soira Ibor, and only when the Tanoim came to Eretz Yisrael was it Nizgal to them Soira Ibor. Ve'oid kama v'kama mekaymes b'chazal uv'divrei rishaynim uv'divrei achraynim. So now we understand Divrei Rabbeinu Chananel, what he means, that's why it's called Soira Ibor, because essentially it's a secret. And only specific people are zoiche to be let into the secret. And that's the beer in this halacha that says that ein ma'abr nes hashana elul mezumanim. The Nasi decides who's mezuman, that they should be zoiche to be let into the secret and be part of the Ibor Hashana. This is very different than the Mefarish who learns that it's just a practical cheshbon so that they should have time to be ma'ayin ahead of time. In the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, in Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydash, Simen Tzadikei, he also says, Midas Atzmai, that the reason why it has to be Dafke L'Mezumanim is because Mehai Taima, it's called Soira Ibor. He doesn't quote it, but he's Mechaven L'Das Rabbeinu Chananel in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. Now, how long before the Dion does the Hazmana have to be? So the Gemara is mashma that it has to be the night before, because the Gemara says afterwards, Ma'isa b'Rab Gamliel, Sha'omar, Hashkimu li Shiva la'aliyah. Mashma that he said it the night before, that they should wake up early and come to the Aliyah to be done. And Azoyez Mefurish and Rashi, B'Devir Maschel b'Mezumanullah, Zok Rashi, She'ezminon ha'nasi mi b'erev. The Hazmana has to be from the night before. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChaydash, Perek Dal, Halacha Tes, he does not mention that the Hazmana has to be the night before. And his Lashon is V'zeh L'Shaynai, Ein Ma'abin Es Hashara Elu B'Mezuman Allah, Ketzad, Yoymer Reish Bezdan Agadol L'Pleini U'Pleini Men HaSanhedrin, Heyu Mezumanim L'Makim Pleini. You should be Mezuman, you're invited to come to Makim Pleini, She'nechashe V'nira V'neida, Im Shana Zu Tzricha Ibor Eina Tzricha. And he does not mention that it has to be Miba Erev, that they should be Mashkim in the morning and come to that place. Mashma mistimus l'shayna Rambam, that any hazmana is enough. L'chayr, it's possible to say that the bira machlekes between Rashi and the pashtus of the Gemara and the Rambam is mitli tali in the previous nidan. If you say, like the Mefarish explains, that it's in order that the dayanim should have time to be ma'ayin, so you need to give them time. You have to tell them the day before. You can't just tell them right before you are mezumanim lavay. That doesn't give them any time to prepare themselves. And as I state Mefarish in the Torah Schayim, he also learns like the Mefarish that it's a practical inyan that they need to have time to prepare. So he says that's why they need lina. They need to be notified the night before so that they should have time to be ma'ayim. However, if you learn that the inyan is, like Rabbeinu Chananel says, that the Soira Ibor is only nesgala specifically to those dayanim that the Nasi chooses to be magal to them, that doesn't require any time at all. It just needs a hazmana ba'alma to be ma'idia, that specifically these dayanim were chosen that the Soira Ibor should be nesgal to them. And that would explain the Divrei Rambam, that he doesn't say that the Hazmana has to be at any time ahead of time, just it has to be that the Reish Bezdan HaGadol says, Hayu Mezumanim, you should be Mezumanim, you should come. So from the Rambam, L'chayr it's Mashma, like he held like the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel, and not like the Pshat of the Mefarish. Ad Kan, Shtickle number one. And now let's go weiter, another step in the same inyan. The Gemara brings down the Maisa where Rabbi Gamliel said, Hashkimu li Shiva la'aliyah. And when he got there in the morning, he found Shemayna. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Mihu sha'ala shalei b'shus, yered. Whoever came shalei b'shus, he should go down. Amat Shmuel HaKatan va'amar anihu sha'alisi shalei b'shus. And Shmuel HaKatan got up and he confessed that he was the one who came up shalei b'shus. And the Gemara continues to say that it wasn't really him. He just didn't want to embarrass the person that came shalei b'shus. So the Rishonim ask Akasha that it seems that Rabbi Gamliel didn't really know who the person that came up shalei b'shus was. How's that possible? If Rabbi Gamliel has to be mazmin them to Bezdin, so he should have known who he was mazmin and who he wasn't. Va'aydi could be Maisif. What was that Dayan thinking? If he wasn't Huzman, did he think that Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't remember that he was not Mazman him? How wasn't he embarrassed to show up without having been invited? So there are various terutzim of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah say that Rabbi Gamliel was not Mazman's seven specific individual Dayanim. Rather, he said in a general way, Hashkimu li shival aliyah. Seven Dayanim should come up to the aliyah. And what did he mean? He meant that the first seven that come, they will be the Mezumanim, and anybody after them will not be Mezuman. But there weren't specific Dayanim that he chose. Now this is a Chiddush la'halacha that constitutes Hazmana. If you look in the Rambam over there in Hilchos Kiddush HaChaydesh, Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, the Rambam is not mashma like that. Because the Rambam's Lashon is, Keitzad, Yoymer Reish Bezden Agada Liploini Uploini Min HaSanhedrin, to specific Dayanim from the Sanhedrin, Hayu Mezumanim L'makam Pliny, Shenachasha Venira Veneda Im Shana Zu Tzrichi Ibor. But it's not mashma that the Reish Bezden could say in a general way, whoever wants to, please come up. Now, l'chayre, this could also be talui in the understanding what the Ikar Yisoid of Hazmana is. L'fi the Mefarish, that the Pshat on Hazmana is, it's a practical inyan, so that the Dayanim should know ahead of time, so that they should have time to be Ma'ayin, so that they should come well-versed in the inyan by the time the Dion starts. So then it's understandable that the Reish Bezden doesn't have to choose specific Dayanim. He could say in a general way, I need seven Dayanim to come up tomorrow, and anybody who's planning on going up the next day will have time to prepare. However, if you say like the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Soida Ibor isn't Nitin Legales to anybody, only to people who are Huzman, so then there's a Makam to clear. What constitutes a Hazmana? Do you need specifically an individual Hazmana, like the Rambam says, or even a general Hazmana, like Rabbeinu Chananel himself says in Eretz Sugya, that also constitutes a Hazmana in regards to this halacha of Ein Ma'abrin El Mezumanim. So here we see again that the Rambam al-Pi Pashtus went with the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Chananel that there's a halacha that you have to be Mazman the Dayanim in order to be Magal them Soida Ibor, which is why the Rambam explains that to be Mazman means that you have to say Liplaini or Liplaini specifically, you are Huzman. Now, L'chayr L'fi the Rambam, we're back to the question, how could it be that Rabbi Gamliel would not know who was Huzman and who was not? So the Chiddushei Aran gives another teretz, and he says that Rabbi Gamliel was Mazman al Yidei Shliach. He told a Shliach, go choose out seven specific Dayanim to come up. Maybe he told the Shliach the different guidelines that it's necessary to know who's Roy and who's not. That the Chiddushei Aran doesn't explain. Al Kapanim, you can say it was a direct Hazmonik to the Mashma B'Rambam, but because it was Ayidei Shliach, so Rabbi Gamliel didn't know who actually was Huzman and who was not. Hayyotze, that Lekuli Alma, there was no direct Hazmana from Rabbi Gamliel. According to the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah, was a general Hazmana, and according to the Chiddushei Aran, there was a direct Hazmana, but it was Ayidei Shliach. And the emes is, Azoy is Mashma Mefurish in the Gemara, that there was no direct Hazmana from Rabbi Gamliel, because the Lashon is, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel Sha'amar, Hashkimu li shiva la'aliyah. So according to the pshat of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah, that's a general announcement. Seven of you should get up la'aliyah. And according to the Chiddushei Aran, he's talking to the shliach and he's saying, go be mashkim for me, seven different people. But he himself did not talk directly to the seven specific dayanim. Now, the Marashov here in Chiddushei Agadis asks the following question. It says that Shmuel stood up, and he said, I was the one who came Shalei Bershus, and he was going to leave. Frek the Maharsha, if Shmuel himself knew that Be'emes he was Huzman, and a different one of the Dayanim was not Huzman, why was he not scared to leave? Maybe it'll come out that Rabbi Gamliel would be Ma'abra Lashana, based on seven Dayanim, where one of them was not Huzman. So his getting up will be Machshel Rabbi Gamliel to be Ma'abra Lashana, Shalei Kahalacha. Azoy Frek the Maharsha, Ba'ayin Sham, how he's Miyash of this Kasha. Now, according to both of the Purushim that we said, we can have an answer to this kasha. According to the sheet of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Yad Ramah, that Be'emes Rabbi Gamliel did a general hazmana, whoever comes up, so it's Pashit, because it really makes no difference who the Dayanim are. If Shmuel was one of the original seven, but he leaves and somebody else is here in his place, he's also Huzman. Whoever the seven that are going to be there, they're Memele Huzman because they are B'taych, the general hazmana, of whichever seven come. So the kasha of the Marsha is not shver according to the Mahalach. Also, according to the Mahalach of the Chiddush Eran, it's not shver. Because Shmuel HaKatan knew that Be'emes, Rav Gamliel has a way of being Mevarer. Rav Gamliel sent a shliach. And if one person leaves, Rav Gamliel may be chayshish by himself that the person who left was not actually Huzman. And he can be Mevarer through his shliach, was the person who left actually the one that was not Huzman, and whether the seven that are still there were actually Huzman. And it was based on this that Shmuel said, I can leave and I'm not being Machshel Rav Gamliel. And in truth, if you look in the Yerushalmi over here in Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, it says that at the end, Rav Gamliel was not Ma'abar the Shana Ba'ais HaShah. Because Rav Gamliel understood what happened, how was he Mevar, the Yerushalmi doesn't say. Could be was Aideh HaShliach. But HaKaponim, Rav Gamliel caught wind of what went on, and he was not actually Ma'abar the Shana on that day, and only the next day, they reconvened with seven Dayanim that were actually Huzman, and they were Ma'abar the Shana. Ad kan this shekel. And now let's go on to the next point, a hemshech again of this inyan. The Gemara says that Shmuel HaKatan stood up and he said, "Ani hu sha'alisi shalei brashos, but v'loy la'abar ha'shana elisi. I didn't really come to actually be one of the dayanim that's going to be ma'abar the shana. Ela lumad halacha l'maisa. I wanted to observe and see the halachas and how the ibar ha'shana takes place." So the mefarish on the Rambam over there in Perek Dalet Halachates learns from this halacha l'maisa that it's mutter for a dayan who is not Huzman to stand by as an observer. As long as he's not actually paskening, he can be there. Now this works out very well with the Mefarsh L'Shitasai, that he explains that the whole tachlis of the Hazmana is that they should prepare themselves ahead of time. So that's only necessary to a dayan who's actually going to take part in the Psak Halacha, he has to have time to prepare. But somebody who's just watching and seeing how it's done, he doesn't have to prepare ahead of time, which is why it's mutter for an observer to stand there. But if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel over there, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, he's mavur not like that. Because his lashon is, Loi hayu megalin oisai, ela lemezumanim bilvad. They weren't megala the secret only to the mezuman. Mashma, that nobody who wasn't invited can actually be privy bechlal to what's going on. And he can't even sit there, even in an observer status. V'chein meforish also in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydash Simen Tzadikei, that even if somebody is just coming to learn, it's also for him to be there because it is a sight. This works with the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rabbeinu Chananel L'Shitasam, that they understand that the whole inyan of the Hazman is because it's a sight of Ibor. So therefore, it's not necessarily those that are paskening that have to be invited. Nobody who's not invited can be there b'ayis ha'maymid b'chlal. So we have a machlaikis between the Mefarish against Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch HaShulchan, which go mamish l'shitasam. Now, I think we can be meisav on this inyan another level. The Maharal in Sefer Or Chadash, in the old prints, it's on page Kuf, he says to explain the concept of Yodei Itim as follows. Zeh l'shayim kachay. V'davar yedua, ki davar zeh, the inyan of Ibra HaKadosh and Ibra HaShana, ein lamed al zeh, elo mipi ruach HaKadosh. Sheyedu inyan hagalgalim umahalach shalem. It's a davar yedua, says the Maharal. He didn't make it up. That in order to be oimid on the inyan of the galgalim, etc., to be ma'abra the shana and the chaydish properly, it's only through ruach hakaydish. Avol sheyamid aleihem ha'odam misichloi ladas mahalach tnuas hagalgalim v'sivuv shalem. Davar zeh I efshar lamed ilav. It's be'etzem impossible to be oimid exactly in this chokma only through ruach hakaydish. V'chulu, ayin sham, he's ma'arich on the inyan. Now, in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that we mentioned before, in Parakhes, he's mitzayer exactly what the maimed of Ibra HaShana looked like. B'zeh haloshim, v'nasen k'min goyern agula. They sit like a half a circle. V'yoyish v'n godl fi kodloi v'kotn fi kotnoi. V'noisnin p'nehen l'mata l'aretz. The dayanim turn their heads towards the ground. Uparasin es kapehem la'aviyam shabashamayim. They raise their hands towards the sky. V'roish ha'yeshiva mazker es Hashem. The Reish ha'yeshiva, l'chayri means the Reish Bezdin, was mazker the Shem Hashem. V'shoymin baskol she'tzevachas v'oymeres b'loshan hazeh. V'yomer Hashem al Moshe v'l'aren lemar ha'chodesh hazeh lochem. Now, if the inyan of Ibra HaShana was just the inyan of Chochma ba'alma, why would it be necessary to go through such a maimid where it's nice and paneim lamata uparsan kapeim lavim shem shemayim maskeres Hashem baskoil? It's just a chokhmah. Elamai, you see here clearly this that the Maharal says that be'emes they have to be zeicha ba'isem maimon to ruach hakodesh to be ma'abar the shana properly and to make the right cheshbonos. What brought down the Ruach HaKodesh was this Maimid, Ad Kadei, that there was a baskal that was Yoytzen that said, HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is Mamshech, and he says, Ashreyem Ha'oimdim B'mokem Ahu B'shoah Ahi, Shenemar Ashrei Ha'om Yedis Ruah Hashem Bar Panecha Yahaleichon, Bar Panav Shal HaKodesh Baruch Hu Hein Mahalchen. Ashrei is a person who was zeichet to be in that maimid where there was an arpanim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was shayrei shchina, and he was magala beruach hakodesh this baskal. Lefi this, we could have a new understanding of what Rabbeinu Chananel means when he says, ein magalim soyde ibor ela lemezumanim, because the soyde ibor is be'emes a soyd, which has to be nesgala de ruach hakodesh. Only somebody who's mezuman can be zeichet that it should be shayrei on him this ruach hakodesh, v'ashrei ha'oimdim sham. There, Bechlal, Ashrei Ha'om, Yoidei Siruah. But nobody else, those that were not Mezumin, and they're not Roy to hear it, they cannot even be there, even Betairus, a bystander, even if they're not going to be the ones that are actually Paskening. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a story where Rebbe was sitting and darshening, V'hiriach Reach Shum. And he said, Misha Achal Shum Yeitzei. And Reb Chiya stood up v'yatza in order that the person who actually ate the shum should not be embarrassed. So the Gemara says, Omdu kulan v'yatzu. Everybody stood up after Reb Chiya when Reb Chiya left, and they left as well. B'shachar in the morning, Matzai Reb Shimon b'Rebbe l'Reb Chiya. Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, found Reb Chiya, and he said, Amalei atahu shetziar t'la abba? Is it really true that you are Mitzar my father? So Rashi is Mifarish. What does that mean? Shetziar to la'aba? Zuk Rashi, she'achalto hashum v'nodaf hareach? Seemingly, Reb Shimon actually understood that Reb Chiya walked out because he really was the one who was eichel shum. And Reb Shimon was asking Reb Chiya, how could it be that you would be mitzar my father like that? And he answered him, Omar loy, loy tehei kazois bi Yisrael. A very strong answer. Such a thing cannot happen in Klal Yisrael. And Reb Shimon was meant to understand from that, that in reality, Reb Chiya, of course, did not eat the shum, and he only left in order not to embarrass whoever actually ate it. Now, the Maharsha in Chidush HaGadis has a problem with Rashi's pshat. Frek the Maharsha, how could it be that Reb Shimon actually thought that Reb Chiya ate the shum? If Reb Chiya stood up and left, and on account of that, everybody walked out behind him, must be that everybody else understood that really Reb Chiya didn't eat the shum. Because if Reb Chiya was the one who ate the shum, then it would be fair for Reb Chiya to leave, and they would stay. The fact that they all followed Reb Chiya shows that everybody understood that Reb Chiya in reality did not have to leave. He just left in order not to embarrass the person that ate. So everybody followed suit, and they all walked out behind him, so that that person shouldn't get embarrassed. So how could it be that everybody else understood, but Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, didn't understand that in reality Reb Chiya did not eat the shum? That's the Maharsha's question. We could be mice of another Shaila. That Reb Chiya's response, Loi tehei kazois bi Yisrael, seems to be very dramatic if all he meant to say is, Chas v'shalom, I would not be mitzar your father like that, and eat shum, being that it bothers him. Why would he say, Klal Yisrael bi Yisrael cannot have such a thing? It sounds like he's being kaveh a klal, and how Klal Yisrael should be nayig. So the Maharsha says a different pshat than the Gemara, a meridik pshat, and it comes out with a chidush lahalocha. Zok de Maharsha, Avada Reb Shimon understood that the reason why Reb Chiya left was just to save the person from busha. When Reb Shimon says, Atahu shetziarta es abba, he wasn't referring to the tsar of eating shum, but rather he was referring to the tsar that Reb Chiya was mitzar Rebbe, because he caused bittel taira. By Reb Chiya leaving, everybody followed suit, so Rebbe's shir was cancelled. It was a bittel taira de rabbim. How could you be Mitzayer, my father, Rebbe, and be a cause of such a great Bittel Taira? That was Reb Shimon's Taina on Reb Chiya. And on that, Reb Chiya responded, Loi tehei kazois bi Yisrael. Listen to the Lashon of the Maharsha. Zok de Maharsha, Va'omar lei loi tehei kazois bi Yisrael, Devadai Bittel Taira hu avain v'chet. That's for sure that Bittel Taira is an Avera. Ava levayesh echad mi Yisrael, Loi tehei kazois avera gedayla b'Yisrael. By Yisrael, there can't be such a tremendous avera as being mevayish another yid. V'toiv levatal Torah melevayish ben Yisrael. It is better to be mevatal Torah than to be mevayish a yid. To be mevayish a yid, chas v'shalom, loy tehei kazois b'Yisrael. That's the mahalach of the Marsha in our sugya. And it comes out of Chiddush HaHalacha, that if a person is faced with a choice of being mevayish a ben Yisrael, or even causing Talmud Torah derabim, it is kedai to be mevatal Torah derabim, and not to chas v'shalom, be mevayish a ben Yisrael. Loy tehei kazois b'Yisrael. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go back there. The Gemara says that Reb Chiya, in the Maisa we just mentioned previously, where did he learn such a hanhaga from? Meir of Meir. And the Gemara brings the Maisa b'isha achas shabasa lebeis medrasha shalar Meir v'chulu. The Gemara goes on, v'rav Meir meicher gamala. And the Gemara brings the Maisa of Shmuel HaKotan in regards to Ibra Hashana. U'Shmuel HaKotan meicher gamala. And the Gemara brings down the pasuk of Shechaniah ben Yechiel in Ezra, where he said, mo'alnu be'lekenu v'noishiv nashim nachriyais b'loshin rabim, even though he wasn't b'chlal. And the Gemara says, Ushchani ben Yechiel, Meicha Gamala, Me Yeshua. Dichsiv by Yeshua in the Mice of Achon, Vayomer Hashem le Yeshua, Vechulu, Chata Yisrael. And Yeshua asked, Ribbono shel Olam, Mi Chata? Wasn't Gans Klal Yisrael that were Chaita, it was only one Yachid. Who's the Chaita? And to that, Ribbono shel Olam said, Vechi Dilter Ani? Should I stand be Mesaper Lashon Hara? Hatel Geirolis. So Shechani ben Yechiel learned from there, not to pinpoint who the chayta is. And the Gemara says, V'bayis emi mi Moshe, also that he set up a Lashon Rabim, ad ona me'antem, even though it was only two people, Dosan va'aviram. Now the Maharshal over here asks a tremendous kasha. The Chayre, the original stories, the one of Rab Chia with the Shum, the one of Rab Meir with Kedshani Bebia, the one of Shmuel HaKotan, where someone is Eile Bershus, and the one with Shechani ben Yechiel, where Shechania was Kailal himself in the Chaitim, all those cases, we see this Hanhaga of a person even being Mevayish himself in order to save somebody else from Busha. But in the Raya from Yeshua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to disclose who the Chaita was, and Hashem says, V'chi Dilter Anaychi, that's a totally different Indian. Aleph, this wasn't going to save Achan from any Busha, because eventually when the Geirolus took place, Achan was revealed, and Achan had Busha. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not pinpointing who the Chayte was, that didn't save him from Busha. And Beis, the Anhaga that a person should be Mevayish himself so that someone else shouldn't suffer Busha, that we for sure don't see in that story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal was not Mevayish himself in any way in order to save somebody else from Busha. All we see is the Klal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not willing to say Diltura, to say Lashon Hara on another Yid. But this Yisoid, that a person should be careful not to be Mavayish's friend, even at the expense of he himself suffering Busha, that's something which we cannot bring a riot to Bechlal L'chaira, not from the Pasuk by Yeshua, and not from the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Kasha of the Maharshal in the Chochmah Shleima. Ayein Sham, how he's Mayrich to answer this Kasha. The Maharshal in Chidushei Agodos, he has a Pshat in the Gemara, which is Miyashev, the Chochmah Shleima's Kasha. And he says like this, that Be'emes, the Iker Yisoid, that a person should be careful not to be Mavayish's friend, and even at the expense of he himself suffering Busha, that's something which is Pashim and Asvara. The Gemara did not need to bring Rias to such a thing. What the Gemara needed to bring Rias to was because Be'emes, there should be a Svara to say Le'idach Kisa, that it's wrong for a person to be Machzik himself Keneged Acherim as a Chayte. And Kol Shekein, a person should not be Machzik his Chaver as a Chayte, and include him in Acherim, which did Shalai Kohagen. It would be wrong to do that. And because of that, there's a Havamina that even though essentially it's good to save somebody from Busha, even at the expense of you yourself suffering Busha, but it's not Doiche, this, that a person should be able to go ahead and be Machzik himself as a Chayte, or include his Chaver in others that are a Chayte. This is what the Marsha brings out. Now the Marsha does not explain why is it wrong for a person to be Machzik himself as a chayte. The chayre, what the Marsha means, is like the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamedal Amud Beis, that it's a chutzpah for a person to be megales chatoim l'rabim. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that says, Ashrei nesui pesha, kesui chato. A similar Gemara is also a Masechta Saita Daf Zayin Amud Beis. And Rashi over there is Masbir, that if a person announces his chet unabashedly, it creates a Chilul Hashem. It's Memayit and Kvoit Shemayim. Similarly, there's a Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Peivav Amud Beis, and the Gemara is Machalik between Chatoim that are already Mefursim L'Rabim and Chatoim that were not Mefursim L'Rabim. And a chet which is not Mefursim L'Rabim, on that the Pasuk says, Ashrei Nesui Pesha Kesui Chata, and like Rashi is Masber over there, because any person who announces Befrahesi that he was Chaita is Memayit Bechvayit Shemayim. So Be'emes Mitzad that, L'chayra, this is where the Mashah is coming from, that he says that there's a Svara that a person should not be allowed to say, yes, I was a Chaita. That constitutes a Mitin Kvayit Shemayim. And Kol Shekein, for a person to say that his Chaver was also part of a group of Chaitim, that's Vaday being Memayit and Kvayit Shemayim, to say that there were more Chaitim than there actually were. Based on this, Be'emes, like the Maharsha says, there would be a Svar to say Le'idach Gisa, that if one is not allowed to consider himself a Chaitai, or to say that his Chaver was also Chaitai, just to save somebody from Busha. And therefore, in the cases of the Gemara, Rab Chia would not be allowed to announce that he was over the Aver of being Metzayer as Rebbe, because that would constitute a breach in Kvayit Shemayim. And so too, Rav Meir would not be able to announce that he was the one who was Mekadosh Isha Bebiyah. And so on and so forth, in all the cases, it would be usher for a person to say that he was Chayte, or to say, as a general klal, that Klal Yisrael was Chayte, if not everybody was Chayte. This is something that they specifically learned out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order not to be over in the Isra of Dalturia, said in a general way, Chata Yisrael, which sounds like Gans Klal Yisrael was Chayte, even though it's not true, so we see that not being over Dalturia is Deiche the Miyat and Kvayit Shemayim, which is involved by saying in a general way, Chata Yisrael. And that's the Makar which Chazal are looking for to show that Hu Adin, to save somebody else from Busha, it's Mutter for a person to say that he's a Chayte, or to include his Chaver in Chayteim. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter and let's start the sugya hagadayla of the different tamim and simonim when we're ma'aber the shana. And we'll start with the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, because that's the basis for everything. And afterwards we'll come back to the Gemaras on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, al shleisha dvarim ma'aber nes shana. For three things we're ma'aber the shana, al ha'aviv, Val Peirus Ha'ilon, Val HaTkufa. Rashi is Mefarish. Al Ha'aviv means, Im Lebishla HaTvua. If the Tvua is not ripe yet, and it says in the Pasuk, Chaydesh Ha'aviv, so because of that, we push off Nisan by being Ma'abar Hashanah, so that by the time Pesach comes, the Tvua will be ripe. Rashi even brings a Pshat, that's an order that they should be able to be Makar of the Omer. Rashi is Deicha the Pshat. But Akapanim, the Iker Inyan of Aviv is, so that the tvua should be ripe. Al peres ilan zok Rashi, imisacher bishulam yoser mizman ho atzeres ma'abrin. Peres ilan is referring to other peres, and we're referring to whether the peres ilan will be ready, will they be ripe by the time Shavuos comes? Because it says in the pasuk that atzeres is man havaras bikurim uviyam bikurim. If they are not going to be ripe at the time Shavuos comes, that's another reason why we would be ma'abr the shana, so that the peres should be ripe, and we should be able to bring bikurim by the time Shavuos comes. And the third siba why we would be ma'abed shana is ala tkufa. Now, there are four tkufas in the year, and these tkufas represent zmanim within the solar year. There's tkufas Nisan, which is the spring. There's tkufas Tammuz, which is the summer. There's tkufas Tishrei, which is the fall. And then there's tkufas Teves, which is the winter. Now Rashi says that Al-Tkufa really could be referring to one of two things. One thing is that if let's say Tkufas Tammuz, the summer Tkufa, is Nimshach and it goes into Sukkot, that's a problem. Like the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel says that the Pasuk says that Chag HaOsif is meant to be Tkufas Hashana. Tkufas Hashana means that it has to already be the beginning of Tkufas Tishrei. So if Tkufas Tammuz is Nimshach and we can't be Mekayim Tkufas Hashana in regards to Sukkot, that's a reason to be Ma'abar the Shana and push off Sukkot to later. And another inyan of Tkufa is that the Tkufa of Teves, the winter Tkufa, is Nimshach into Pesach, so we can't be Makayim, the Inyan of Chodesh Aviv, because it's not yet the Tkufa of Nisan, which is the Tkufa of Aviv. It's still the Tkufa of Teves, which is the winter Tkufa. That's another application of this Halacha of Ala Tkufa that will push off Chodesh Nisan in order that it should not be within the Tkufas Teves, it should be within Tkufas Nisan. That's the third time of Tkufa. It comes out, according to Rashi, that these three Tamim that the Gemara brings are three totally separate Tamim. Aviv is so that the Tvua should be ripe on Pesach. Peres Ha'ilan is so that the other Peres should be ripe by Shavuos. And Al Tkufa is in order to work out the different Tkufas, Bein Legabe Sukkos, Bein Legabe Pesach. However, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet, it is clear that the Rambam has a different Mahalach. The Rambam says over there in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, ומפני מה מוסיף אין חיידש זה? מפני זמן האביב, כדי שיהיה הפסח באיסי זמן. The only reason why we're מוסיף החיידש is in order that Pesach should be in the זמן of אביב. שנאמר שמור אס חיידש האביב, שיהיה חיידש זה בזמן האביב. So the Rambam seems to say that there's really only one time why we'd be מעבד השנה. And that's in order that Pesach should come out בזמן האביב. וכן מבור בהמשך דבי הרמב״ם, when the Rambam is Masbir, the three Dvarim of Tkufa and Aviv and Peres Ha'ilan. In regards to Tkufa, where Rashi says that means Bein Le'inyan that Pesach should come out in Tkufas Nisan and Bein Le'inyan that Sukkot should come out in Tkufas Tishrei, the Rambam only says the Inyan that Pesach should come out in Tkufas Ha'aviv. The Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Bezdin Mechashvin V'yoydin Imtia Tkufas Nisan B'shisha Asa B'Nisan O'achar Zman Zeh Ma'abrin oisay hashana, v'yasu oisay nisan adasheni, k'day sheyehei ha-pesach b'zman ha-aviv. Specifically, in order that Pesach should come out b'zman ha-aviv, that would be the only explanation of tkufa, because really, the only time to be ma'abrin hashana is just in order that Pesach should be b'zman ha-aviv. And also later, when the Rambam brings down the time of Peres Ha'ilan, the Rambam isn't masbir like Rashi and other Rishonim are masbir, that's in order that the other Peres should be ripe by Shavuos, because it's the Zman of Bikurim. But rather, the Rambam says, V'zeh l'shoneh en halacha gimel, Leitzomchu Peres ha'ilan, Shedarkon l'tzmeach b'zman ha-Pesach. If the Peres, which are usual to be tzmeach at the time of Pesach, if they're not around by Pesach, that would also be a siba to be ma'abra the Peres, says the Rambam, K'dei sheyu ha-Peres tzaymchen, K'derech kol zman ha-aviv. So that the Peres should grow like it is usual for the Zman HaAviv. So again, even Peres Ha'ilan is also another Inyan of Chodesh Aviv by Pesach. So it comes out all three, Bein Tkufa, Bein Aviv, Bein Peres Ha'ilan, they're all three different dinim in regards to the halacha of Pesach being in Zman HaAviv. And the emes is, if you're medayik more in the Lashon HaRambam, you see another nekuda. The girsa in our Gemara, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, is Al Shloisha Dvarim Ma'abrin Es Hashana. But there's another girsa, which is Mavur in the Tesefta, and that's the girsa of the Rambam, Ashleisha Simanim Ma'abrin Es Hashana. These aren't three Dvarim, these are three Simanim. And that stems very well with the Mahalach of the Rambam. Because the Ikar Din is one Din, according to the Rambam, that Pesach has to come out B'Zman HaAviv. What are the Simanim, whether or not it's Aviv or not? So Tkufa, Aviv, and Peres Ha'ilan are three different Simanim which indicate that yes, the Zman is called Zman HaAviv. And that's the Lashon of the Rambam all the way through. The Rambam says, Al Shloisha Simanim Ma'avrin Es Hashana. Then when the Rambam brings the Inyan of Tkufa, the Rambam is Mesayim, Val Siman Ze Soimchen. We are Soimich on this Siman of the fact that it's not Tkufas Nisan to say that it is not yet the Zman of Aviv. And so too, in regards to the other Simanim of Aviv and Peres Ha'ilan, says the Lashon of Rambam and Halacha Gimel, Soimchen al shnei simanim elu. We are soimich on these two simanim to be koveya, to establish that yes, it is really not yet the Zman HaAviv. Hayyitzeh, that Rashi and other Rishayim and the Rambam learn the Gemara very, very differently. Lefi Rashi v'shar Rishayim, there are three separate sibis, al shleisha devarim, to be ma'abar Es Hashana, whereas Lefi the Rambam, there's only one din, shmor es chedesh ha'aviv, that Pesach has to be in the Zman of Aviv. How would we know if it's considered the Zman of Aviv or not? So for that, there are three simanim. The simon of Tkufa, the simon of Aviv, that the Tvua is ripe, and the simon of Peres Ha'ilan. Now, the Braisa says that al shnayim mehen ma'abrin, Bal echad mehen ein ma'abrin. We're only ma'abr the shana if you have two of the three in yanim and not one. And the Braisa brings down Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer al hatkufa. And the Gemara has a suffix what Reb Shimon Gamliel means. And one of the tzadim of the Gemara is al hatkufa ma'abrin. That even though al echad mehen ein ma'abrin, but if that one single one is tkufa, that would be different and we would be ma'abr based on tkufa alone. What's the maila that tkufa has over the other two? So in that is a machlekes Rashi v'taisvus. Rashi says, because tkufa is ibura min ha-tayra. Min ha-tayra were ma'abr the shana based on tkufa. Taisvus disagrees with Rashi. Zak taisvus, aviv is also mederaisa because it says in the Torah, chaydash aviv. And parasilin is also mederaisa because it says in the Torah, in regards to Shavuos, v'chaga katsir bikurei ma'asecha. So all three are deraisa. So that can't be the maila that tkufa has over the other two. Instead, Zok Tais is a different shot, the Hainu Taima, because tkufa is something which is not prone to a mistake. It's very clear whether or not it is the tkufa or isn't. Whereas Paris, Ilan, and Aviv, those are things which avidi di toba, sometimes you can make a mistake, really it is the Aviv and we think it's not, really the Paris, Ilan are really considered ripe and we think it's not. Therefore, for that you need two out of three. Whereas tkufa, which is clearer, one is enough. Now what's Be'emes Pshat in Rashi? So the Briskerov in Chidush Emor and Riz HaLevi contrasts Kiddush HaChaydash. He says that Avada Rashi is maskim, that the Torah tells us that Pesach should be Aviv, the Tavua should be ripe, and Shavuos should be Bikurei Ma'asecha, the Paras Ilan should be ripe. But there's no Makar in the Torah that on account of those two things we should actually go ahead and be Maisif HaChaydash. This that we could be Maisif and be Ma'abra Sashana, that's something that's specifically learned out of the Pasuk that says Shemar es chaydash aviv, and the Sefri in Parshas Re'eh on that pasuk darshins, and so too the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel Mabez darshins. Shemar es chaydash aviv tells us to be shemar and to be sure that Pesach will be bezmana aviv, and on account of that we'll be ma'abra es hashana and be ma'isav chaydash adar. That pasuk of Shemar es chaydash aviv is talking about the tkufa, that it should be a tkufa sa aviv. The other in Yanim that the tvua should be ripe and it should be aviv, and the Paris Elon should be ripe and Shavuos, and it should be Bikurei Ma'asecha, that's not included in the Ikra Pasuk of Shemar as Chaydash Aviv. And that's why Rashi says that specifically Lagabi Tkufa, it's Ibura Min HaTayra. We're Ma'abra the Shana Min HaTayra. And that's why that single one is enough. Whereas the other two, even though the Torah does tell us that it should be Aviv, and the Paris Elon should be ripe by Shavuos, but Iburam is not Min HaTayra, and it's only Midarabanan, and that's why we need two. Adkan the Mahalach of the Briskerov to be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi. So far we have two Mahalchim in the Maila of Tkufa. One is Taisvis that there's no Tos, and the other is Rashi that it's Iburam and Atayra. The Rambam, Alpid Varenu Hanal, has another way of explaining the Maila of Tkufa. Because the Rambam holds that these three inyanim of Tkufa, Aviv, and Paras Ilan are all simanim that the Zman is the Zman of Aviv. Says the Rambam in regards to Tkufa in Parak Dal Halacha Beis, the siman of tkufa is such a good siman to indicate that the zman is or isn't the zman of aviv, that all we need is that siman, and we don't need any other siman at all. Whereas in regards to the other two simanim, that the tvua should be aviv, and the peiros that are darkan l'tzmayach should be ripe, those simanim are weaker simanim as far as indicating whether or not it's aviv or not. Therefore, it's Saimchen al Shnei Simonim Elu. We need a tziruf of both Simonim in order to be able to rely on it. That's the third pshat in the Maila of Tkufa, which is Mavur in the Rambam, Lishitasai al Pi Hanal. And now let's go back to Amud Aleph, to Gemara over there that says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrin Es Hashana, Elim Kein Haysa Tzricha, Mepnei Adrachim, Upnei Agsharim, Upnei Tanurei Psachim, The Gemara over there discusses four different reasons tzrachim why we would be ma'abras Hashana, and it says ein ma'abras Hashana elim kein ha'isat tzricha because of those. Frektaisus over there b'divrei maskel m'pnei, why isn't the Gemara also chayshiv the three inyanim of the Gemara in Amud Beis of tkufa, aviv, and paras ha'ilan? Azoy frektaisus, and for taisus, Mishum da'al shnayim mehen ma'abrin, aval hani afilu echad mehen ma'abrin. The inyanim on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, tkufa, aviv, and Paris Ilan, you need two. Akal panam l'shita satanakama. Whereas these inyanim of drachim, ksharim, tanuri psachim, and galius esol shenekrulim kaimon, that's one is enough, and that's what the brisa means when it says aim abnes hashana elam kein hasitzricha for those four reasons. Ad kan devir ataisvus. Zok the brisker of in chedushay mar and rizal levi kuntris kiddush achaydish that lefi the Rambam this kasha does not even begin. Because the Fida Rambam, we have to differentiate between two totally different sivas why we would be ma'abra the Sashana. The Iker Siva why we would be ma'abra Sashana is because it says in the Torah, Shemar is Chaydesh Aviv, which tells us that we have to make sure that Pesach is the Zman of the Aviv. And that's what the Gemara on Amud Beis is talking about, three simanim that indicate that it is not yet the Zman of Aviv. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is talking about a whole nother Siva why would be ma'abra Sashana, which has nothing to do with the Iker Din of Shemar as Chaydesh Aviv. It's because of Tzrachim. There's certain Tzrachim which Klal Yisrael needs. That's a whole different Inyan Legamri, and in regards to Tzrachim, the Gemara mentions these four Tzrachim. That's not to be mixed together B'chlal with the Sugyan Amud Beis, which isn't the Inyan of Stam Tzrachim. It's the Iker Inyan of Shemar as Chaydesh Aviv. And this is extremely meduyik in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet, there he talks about the Inyanim of Aviv and the Simanim that tell us if it's Aviv or not. Then in Halacha Hey he says, V'yesham Dvarim Acherim Shahayu Bezdin Ma'arvin B'Shvilan Mipnei HaTzeirich. There are other Inyanim where Bezdin would be Ma'arvin the Shana because of the Tzrachim of Klal Yisrael, V'elu Hein Mipnei HaDrachim Sheinan Mesukanin V'chulu V'chulu. That's a totally different din. And so too the Rambam later in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, he says, Ibra Hashana is Mipnei HaZman Oy Mipnei HaTzeirich. Two totally separate dinim. Either the Zman, because the Torah says Shmar is Chaydesh Aviv, that's the Sugya on Amud Beis, or Mipnei HaTzeirich, which is the Sugya over here on Amud Aleph. And it's not a kasha that the Braisa should bring the other inyan. That's the beautiful Mahalach of the Brisker Rav to be Miyashav Kushi Sataisvis in the setup of these Braises. And now let's go weiter to the next Gemara on Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein ma'aben es hashana loy mipnei agdiyim v'loy mipnei atloyim v'loy mipnei geizel shalei perchu aval oysan oysan sad l'shana. What does it mean that you make them a sad l'shana? Zok Rashi, because be'emes, the Gemara on Amud Beis, which brings down Aviv, Peres, Ilan, and Tkufa, it says there that al shtayin mehen ma'abrin v'al echad ein ma'abrin. Zok Rashi, let's say we only have one of those sibas, only Aviv, only Peres, Ilan, or only Tkufa. But besides for that, we're also maisif these svaris of gdiyim, tloim, and gaizalis. They could be nas and sad, umitztarfan le'echad man uma'abrin. As a second siba, to be mitzurif, together with either aviv, or peres ilan, or tkufa, these can work. That's what it means, oisan oisa, sad l'shana. However, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydesh, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, he has an entirely different explanation. Zog the Rambam Zelashinai, Yesh Dvarim She'ein Ma'abrin B'Shvilan Klal. There are things which were B'Chlal not going to be Ma'abra for them. Aval Oysen Oysen Sad L'Shana She'tzricha Ibor Mipnei Tkufa Ay Mipnei Aviv U'Peres Ilan. They can be a Sad for a Shana which already needs Ibor. It has its own Siba ready for Ibor, either Mipnei Tkufa, which Rambam holds that alone as a Siba, or Mipnei Aviv U'Peres Ilan that you have both of them. Ve'elu Hein Mipnei Agdiyim Va'atloyim Sha'adayin Leinoldu Oishayin Ma'at V'chulu. If we already have a full-fledged Siba to be Ma'abra the Shana, either because of Tkufa, which works alone, or because of Peres Ilan and Aviv, which work together, we could be Maisif on top of that, these Sibas of Gdiyim, Tloyim, etc. And the Rambam is Mazber Mor, and Alach Ches, V'zeh L'shayne, Keitzar Oysan Oysan Sa'ad L'shana, how are we Mitzarif them that they should also be a Sa'ad L'shana? Aymen, we say, Shana zu tzricha ibor mipnei tkufa shemashcha, ay mipnei avavu peres ilan. We say that by MS, this shana needs to be mu'uberes because of the tkufa, or because of aviv and peres ilan. Ve'oid shagdim ktanim v'gaisus rachim. And on top of that, bezdin is maisif, there happens to be another Indian over here, another maila and another ta'elis of the ibra shana, which is that the gdim are ktanim and the gaisus rachim. But be'emes, those sibas are b'chalal not mitztarif into the ikar inyan of why we're ma'abra Hashana. Once we're ma'abra Hashana anyway, the inyan of sad is that Bezin is going to announce that this too is a to'elos over here in the Ibor Hashana. Mardik mahalach of the Rambam. So it comes out, we have a machlekes between the Rashi and the Rambam. What does this mean, that the inyan of Gdiyim and Geizlis could be a sad to be Ma'abar Es Hashanah? The Fi Rashi, that could actually be a second reason, and it's Mitzurif. Now, the reason why we're Ma'abar Es Hashanah is because of Aviv plus Gdiyim, etc. Whereas the Fi the Rambam, we always need a Tam Mitzad, the Aviv Uperis Ilan Mitzad Atzmam. Once we're being Me'abar Es Hashanah, we'll mention that that's an added to Elis, Hagdiyim, Ktanim, Vagoizleis, Rakim. What's the Bira Machlaikis? Zog the Briskerov in Chidushim Mar and Rizalevi in Kuntres Kiddush HaChaydish, Adavar Nifla. This Machlaikis, the Rambam and Rashi, are going Lashitasam. Lefi Rashi, that the Inyanim of Tkufa, Aviv, and Peres Ilan are all independent Tamim, why we should be Me'abar Es Hashanah. So it makes sense that we can take one of those. And on top of that, another tam of Gdiyim Ktanim and Goizis Rachim, etc. And we mitzar of the two together. Now we have two partial tam and why we should be Ma'abar Es Hashanah. Together, we're going to be Ma'abar Es Hashanah based on Aviv, for example, and Gdiyim Ktanim, for example. Whereas according to the Rambam, these two things are not mitzurah for Bobachlal. Because the inyanim of Tkufa and Aviv and Peres Ilan really aren't independent tam and why we would be Ma'abar Es Hashanah. They're all just simanim to indicate that the zman is not a zman of aviv. If we would only have one simon, for example, that the tevua is not yet ripe, and we wouldn't have any of the other two simanim of tkufa and peres ha'ilan, so the simon that it's not aviv would not be complete. To be mitzarif on top of that, another siba of gdiyim ktanim and goizas rachim, that would not complete what we're missing in regards to Aviv, because we still do not yet have a full-fledged simen that it's not the Zman HaAviv. So these two things are not mitzurifable. So Baal Karchach, we have to have a full simen that now is not the Zman of the Aviv. And that simen could only be accomplished either through Tkufa or through a tziruf of the Tvua not being Aviv and the Peres Ilan not being ready. That gives us a simen that it's not the Zman of the Aviv. If the Gemara says that besides for that, Hagdiyim Ktanim and Agaizus Rachim is Asad, Baal Karchach, that's a Davar Naisif besides, that with Bezdin is going to say that that's an extra to Elas in the Ibur Hashana. But they can never actually be at Tziruf to be Mashlim what's Chasir with one out of the two. And it's not possible for the Rambam to learn like Shitas Rashi based on his Shita and his Mahalach and how he understands the Sugya on Amud Beis. Adkan, this Bior of the Briskerov in this machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi. Adkan this shir a Masechta Sanhedrin daf Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.